actions. There are 10 actions in Te Paitata that will help the health system deliver on the three priorities for disabled people. We will make a plan to implement these actions over the next 2 years and will report on progress. Establish accessible environments and information. 1. Create accessibility standards for new buildings, contracts, services and systems, including transport and mobility options. This action also appears as an action in the infrastructure chapter. 2. Make a plan to improve older buildings, services and systems so that they meet these new standards. This action also appears as an action in the infrastructure chapter. And 3. Create accessibility and usability requirements for public health information so that health information is A. easy to read and understand, B. easy to find and use, and C. available in alternate formats. Develop inclusive models of care. 1. Train people working in healthcare to understand supported decision-making and informed consent processes. 2. Make sure health services can provide accommodations when disabled people need them, like New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL interpreters, hoists, sensory reduction, and other options. And 3. Develop a plan to make sure health careers are accessible, equitable, and inclusive for tangata whaikaha disabled people. Prioritise disability in service planning and commissioning. 1. Require all planning, strategic development and commissioning, paying others to provide services to contribute to improving health and well-being outcomes for disabled people. And 2. Establish a Tangata Whaikaha Disabled People Strategic Leadership Team to A. make sure the disability actions in Te Paitata are progressing, and B. work with the disability community. Support Tangata Whaikaha Disabled People to lead the conversation. 1. Increase disability leadership and involvement at all levels in the design and development of health services. 2. Create appropriate and accessible processes for disabled people to have their say about the health services in their local area and how services are designed or chosen. 3. Support Tangata Whaikaha disabled people in culturally appropriate ways in Māori, Pacific and other community-specific health services, ensuring that they are led by Tangata Whaikaha disabled people from those communities. And 4. Set up and use new data systems to understand inequities facing Tangata Whaikaha disabled people.